Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's been a long time since the Great Recession, and during that time, the R word hasn't been mentioned much, until recently, that is, when all of a sudden the yield curve became inverted, which has oftentimes presaged a recession. Should we be concerned? And what is an inverted yield curve? Well, here to help us is Bruce Yandel, Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Today he's on the phone. Bruce, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Mike.
So the definition of an inverted yield curve first, and how important is that?
Well, it is important, Mike, because the yield curve is pretty good at making predictions about the future for the economy. And so the yield curve is a way of looking at an array of interest rates across time. For example, if you were to write down on a piece of paper the current interest being earned or yielding on a 10-year government bond, you'd put down something like 2.3%. And then if you were to write down the interest rate that is being yielded or paid on a 90-day government bill, it would be more than that. In other words, the short-term rate is higher than the long-term rate. And I've just described an inverted yield curve. Most of the time, the short-term rate is lower than the long-term rate. People generally demand a premium to put their money out for a longer period of time. And so that's what we have right now. It started about a week ago, and it's pretty accurate. Seven of the last seven recessions were preceded by an inverted yield curve. What we have going on is in an unusual time, however, and so it would cause one to question a little bit of the linkage between this current inverted yield curve and some recession that might occur.
So what is different this time?
What is different right now is we have an embattled Federal Reserve, embattled from within and from without. That is a huge debate about what to do about interest rates. The Federal Reserve has considerable power to affect the short-term rate. If we go back to December, at their December meeting, the Fed raised the short-term rate by a half of a percentage point. At the time, that 10-year bond rate that I mentioned earlier was up there at about 3.4%. It was well above the short-term rate. World economy is slowing down. The long-term rate begins to fall. We get good news on inflation. Long-term rate begins to fall. The Fed is going to meet again. They met 2 weeks ago. And at that meeting, Fed was debating, will we raise rates again, as we have promised that we will? They had promised two more rate increases in this calendar year. They made an abrupt reversal of position. They held their press conference. They did not raise rates. They indicated not only that, we're not going to raise rates in the foreseeable future, perhaps for this current year. In a way, it left that higher rate exposed that they had generated in a world economy that is slowing down rather significantly. Even so, we might say, okay, but let's go back to the forecast ability of the inverted yield curve. Suppose it is accurate in its forecast. And I would say, looking at constellations of interest rates and past recessions, that would suggest that we might see a recession in a year to a year and a half. So don't look for a recession in 2019, but start looking long about the middle of 2020. And if we get a slowdown, I think, Mike, it's not going to be anything like 2008, but it would be a mild recession.
Well, as always, Bruce, we very much enjoy your time, and thanks for being here.
Mike, it's good talking to you.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He also is the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can read more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thefederalreserve.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.